Hello.
Hello.
Yes, good evening. My name is Tony, calling from FIU, Florida International University. And we're conducting a survey on residents' perception of hurricane threats and damage reduction, as well as how the current economic situation has affected you and the household. Okay, I need to speak to one of the adults responsible for the household. Or would that be you, sir?
It would, yeah.
Okay. All right, sir, now, is your home a single-family home or a detached or townhome, apartment or condominium, or manufactured or mobile home?
Single home.
Okay. All right, sir, now,
is this like a sales pitch or anything?
It's basically a survey, okay?
Does the survey like lead to any sort of pitch of any sort of services or materials?
No, sir. No.
Okay.
Okay, do you own or rent your home?
I own my home.
Okay. All right, sir. Now, can you please tell me in what year was your home built?
I want to say it was 2001.
2001. Okay. Okay, and then how many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida?
Several, but I just returned to the state recently, so I'm not positive.
Can you just give me a number that you think?
Roughly 20, maybe.
20 years? Okay. 20. Okay, so have you or any adults in the household experienced any of the following, like a tropical storm, Category 1 hurricane, a Category 2, Category 3 hurricane, Category 4, or a 5?
Yeah.
Which one?
Several tropical storms.
Okay.
And then...
Okay.
And then just like I was here in Florida for like Andrew, but it wasn't that close.
So be maybe a Category 2 or 1 or 3.
I'm not sure what that was. I know it was a damaging storm at the time, but none of them actually like hit near where I was. I was in the state.
So be maybe just tropical storms, right?
Yeah, I think that'd be accurate.
Okay. All right, sir, and can you tell me the name the year the tropical storm hit?
Oh, no. It would be pretty much anywhere from 2002 to 1991. But I'm not sure what. It was just several. I remember being out of school for tropical storms
okay.
and stuff.
Okay. All right, sir. And have you or any adults in the household lived in, a home physically damaged by a hurricane?
No.
Okay. And how vulnerable do you feel to damage from hurricane-related tornado or flooding hazards? Do you feel extremely vulnerable somewhat or not too vulnerable?
Because of the location of where I'm living, not too vulnerable.
Not too vulnerable, okay. All right, sir, if a serious hurricane threatened your home, how would you prepare? Would that be like, to put all hurricane shutters, board, or home, buy supplies and equipment, evacuate, call an insurance company, drive to home or related, like, to a friend or other area, or would you not make any preparedness? My home is already prepared.
I would board up the house and also evacuate.
Okay, so board up the home and evacuate, right? Okay, all right.
Correct. Yeah.
All right, sir. And when would you begin prepare your home for hurricane? Would that be when a hurricane watch is issued, like hurricane conditions are possible within 48 hours? Or when a hurricane warning is issued, like hurricane conditions expected within 36 hours, or your home is already prepared and could be secured within a few hours?
I have the materials prepared, so the home would be ready within a few hours.
Oh, okay. All right. And considering yourself and others in your household, how certain are you that your household will have, you know, all the information needed to protect yourselves and your home, you know, from hurricane damage? Would that be very certain, somewhat, or not certain at all?
Information-wise, I think we're pretty pretty high on that.
Certain, so very certain, right? Okay.
Yeah, I think that'd be all
okay.
Right.
All right, sir. Can you please select your top three sources of information? Would that be internet sources other than social media, radio, TV, newspapers, or print media, friends and family, or social media like Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, or YouTube, or WhatsApp?
It would be the state. State websites and, you know, federal and government websites.
So internet sources, right, other than social media?
Yeah, social media.
Okay, what about radio or TV?
Oh, yeah, for, like, for knowing that stuff's coming soon, I think radio would probably be more apt.
Okay, radio. What about friends and family?
Yeah, I also have family that live in Florida, so
okay.
They're also aware of
And newspapers or print media?
I don't have any newspapers
okay.
being delivered to the home.
Okay. What about social media? Like Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok?
Nah.
No, that's WhatsApp?
I barely use that stuff, and I don't find it as a reliable source of information.
Okay, on a scale from 1 to 5, you know, with 1 being the least prepared and 5 being most prepared, how would you rate your household preparedness from 1 to 5?
I would say probably 4.
A 4?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, sir, and have any of these factors impacted your ability to prepare for a hurricane or a storm? The cost of housing, cost of insurance, property taxes, cost of childcare, loss of income or, unemployment, transportation costs, cost of food and other essentials?
No.
So none of that, right?
No, none of that.
Okay, all right. All right, so is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone?
It's in an evacuation zone, but it's one of the low ones, and I don't believe we're flood rated.
Okay. And what is the letter designation for the evacuation zone?
I want to say, is it, what is it go, like,
okay, the A says it's all hurricanes. B is category 3 and above hurricanes. C, if, you know, advised by authorities. D, if advised by authorities. And E is if advised, you know, by authorities, the same.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's E. We're very low on
okay.
that list, yeah.
All right. And when would you evacuate? If the hurricane watch is issued, like hurricane conditions are possible within 48 hours. If a hurricane warning is issued, you know, hurricane conditions are expected within 36 hours. Or if a category 3 hurricane or stronger was going to hit your home within 24 hours. Of if emergency management officials order you to evacuate, or probably never.
It's somewhere in between. So I work for the government, I work for the Air Force Base out here. If they tell us to evacuate, that's when we evacuate.
So okay, if emergency management officials order, right?
Yeah, I think that would be.
Okay.
They're not completely the same thing, but I think that's close enough for probably for your guys' information.
Okay. If you needed to evacuate, where would you go? Would you go to a local shelter or to a house of a nearby friend or family? Another location within the state, as far as possible to another state, or you would not live under any circumstances?
As far as possible to another state.
Okay, don't understand. All right. All right, so and how many vehicles are available in the household?
Counting motorcycles, three.
Three, okay. And what is the dollar amount deductible in your home insurance policy, sir?
Oh, I don't remember offhand.
Okay, so don't remember, okay. All right, sir, and how confident are you that you could come up, like, with $2,000 for unexpected hurricane damage? Would that be, I'm certain that I could come up with the $2,000. Could probably come up with $2,000. I could probably come up, not come up with $2,000, or I am certain that I could not come up with $2,000.
I could probably come up with $2,000.
Okay. All right, sir, and how has your home insurance rated, you know, rate change in the last 1 year? Would that be decreased significantly over, you know, 10%, decreased somewhat 1 to 10%, or remain the same, or increase somewhat 1 to 10%, or increase significantly over 10%?
I'd say increase somewhat.
1 to 10% or?
Yeah, 1 to 10%. And living out here in Florida sucks for insurance.
Okay.
So.
What about 1 to 3 years? Would that be, you know, decrease or increase or stay the same?
Increase.
Increase. Okay. What about 3 to 5 years?
Increase as well. It's just going
okay.
up every year.
And 5 to 10 years, the same, right? Increase instead
yeah.
of
yeah.
decrease. All right. All right. All right, sir, and as a result of this increase, what actions did you take? Did you change insurance provider and increase amount of deductible or decrease coverage?
You just go with it. You just increase your, just
your
go
amount,
with the next
interest.
Deductible. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. All right. Right, so if you could insure your property for less than its replacement value, what is the lowest range of replacement value for which you are, you know, comfortable insurance? Would that be 100%? I want to be insured for the full replacement value, or 80 to less than 100%, or 60 to less than 80%, or less than 60%?
I'd probably say 100%.
100%.
Safe, yeah.
Okay. And which of the following could you consider taking if insurance costs, you know, and homeownership costs were to continue increasing at the current rate or higher? Moving to another home or within the same county, moving to another county within Florida, or moving to another state, or could you not move from, I could not move from my home?
I'm relatively flexible. I could leave the state.
So be moving to another state, right? If you have to.
Yeah. Okay. If I had to.
Okay. In recent years, there have been, you know, a trend among homeowners who have paid off their mortgage to cancel their homeowner insurance policies. Would you consider if your mortgage was paid off? Yes or no?
No.
No. Okay. All right, sir, and if a major hurricane impacts your area, which of these levels of government should help to reimburse your costs? Federal government, state government, local government, or government should not be involved in recovery efforts?
I think it should be the federal and state level.
So federal and state, right? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. All right, sir, now on a scale from 1 through 5, where 5 is the highest, and how much confidence do you have, you know, that local building codes are being enforced? Would that be a 1, 2, 3, or 4, or 5?
I'll say 3.
3? Okay, what about the local land use planning takes into account hurricane risk?
2.
The new developments take into account hurricane wind risk?
2.
The new developments take into account flood risk?
I'm sorry, they take into account what?
Flood risk.
Oh, yeah, I would say 3 on that.
3? And the building codes are as strict as they should be, you know, to mitigate loss.
2.
2. Okay. Thank you. All right, sir. And we almost done with this survey. Okay, I only have a few more questions. Next, I would like to ask you a few questions about sea level rise. Do you believe sea level rise is, you know, rise is happening in Florida, or do you think your property or finances will be affected?
Sea rise is absolutely happening. It won't. It's not impacting me currently, though.
Okay, so it's not, okay, yes, I believe it happened, but do not know if it will affect you, right?
Or you'll be affected, or... I'm pretty far inland, so it's,
okay, so
it,
being,
it
I have, yeah. Yes, I believe it's happening, but it will not be affected, right?
Yes, yeah, correct.
Okay. All right, sir, and if the government were to take actions on sea level rise, how should they fund those initiatives? Increase income taxes? Increase property taxes, increase both income and property tax.
I think we increase both income and property taxes.
Okay. Most of, you know, Florida's coastal area have a very low, you know, elevation under 10 meters, 33 feet above sea level, and are especially vulnerable, you know, to flooding associated with storm surges. How concerned are you about flooding in your area? Would you say extremely, moderately concerned, somewhat concerned, slightly concerned, or not at all concerned?
Where I'm at, I would say slightly concerned.
Slightly concerned, okay. All right, sir, and when you purchased your home, which characteristics were the most important? Would that be neighborhood, schools, crime, price, walkability, taxes and fees, insurance rate, flood zone, proximity to another family, proximity to job?
I think 4 of those were the main factors. So it was price, proximity
price.
To family,
uh-huh.
Proximity to work, and
to work. Okay.
There was one other, but those 3 are good.
Okay. All right. All right, sir. And how long have you, do you plan on living in your current address? Would that be less than 1 year, between 1 to 2, less than 3 years, between 3 to less than 5 years, between 5 to 10 years, or between 10 to less than 20 years, or more than 20 years?
We, you never know what the future brings, but I don't plan on moving.
So more than 20 years, right?
Yeah, I think that'd be accurate.
Okay. And okay, and finally, I just have a
Florida things.
Okay, and finally, I just have a few general background questions. We'll be finished. Okay, could you please tell me your age? Are you 18 to 34, 35 to 54, 55 to 64, or older than 65?
35 to 54.
Okay, and and what is your gender?
Male.
All right, sir, and including yourself, how many people live in the household?
That's just me.
Just you, right? It's just one.
Yep.
All right. No one under 12 years old. 0
just 2
and no one under 65 or over 65, right?
No.
Just you.
Yep.
All right, sir, and what is your marital status? Would that be single, never married, married or living with partner, widow, divorced, or separated?
Yes, single, never married.
Okay. And what is the highest grade of a school completed by an adult member in the household?
I have my bachelor's.
Okay, so be college graduate, right?
Correct, yeah.
Okay. All right, sir, and are you Hispanic, Latino descent? Yes or no?
No.
All right, so then, what is your what racial group do you identify yourself with? Would that be white or Caucasian, black or African American, Asian or Native American?
Yeah, just normal ass white guy.
Okay. All right, so then, what language do you what language is most spoken in your home? Would that be English or Spanish?
English.
Okay. All right, sir. Please tell me which of the income range for your household. Okay, that would that be under 20,000, 20 to 30, 30 to 50, 50 to 75, 75 to 100, or over $100,000 a year?
75 to 100.
100. Okay. All right, sir. Well, this concludes our question, our survey. Really thank you for your time and your participation. Okay. You have a great evening, sir. Appreciate your help.
You too. Yeah.
Bye-bye.